Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Arion Talent, technology and tools for your business. It's Arion.com. And Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising, production, and consulting group here in the Des Moines Metro, InsideCube.com.
As we wind our way towards 6 o'clock, welcome back to the Business News Hour. You know, this is National Small Business Week, and who better to talk about buying things locally than Meg Schneider? She is the Senior Vice President of Regional Business Development for the Greater Des Moines Partnership, which happens to be, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, the fourth largest chamber organization in the United States. Welcome to the Newsmaker Line, Meg. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Michael. It's a pleasure to join you.
So this is National Small Business Week. Folks are ramping up. We had Nicole Lewis on with us just a little bit ago talking about her brand new small business. And, you know, that is really the backbone of what goes on. And I know the partnership has got this Look Local First program. Tell us about that and what it means for local businesses.
Sure. Small business is absolutely the backbone. I think half of the U.S. either works for or owns a small business, so it really impacts all of us. And those small businesses bring so much to the unique fabric of our communities. They're just essential. So about 2 years ago, we actually kind of dusted off an old Look Local campaign, frankly, at the demand of members, because they could see out-of-state, out-of-region companies doing a lot of business here when they knew that we had that expertise in our own backyard.
Right, and this is not just a B2C, business-to-consumer, but this is also B2B, correct?
Exactly, actually, and our spin on this is very much business-to-business. In fact, the research that we did prior to the campaign is very much about the business-to-business dollar and not necessarily what you and I do on the consumer end of things, and the impact is actually just quite astounding. Actually, it means that there's a big opportunity here.
And there's a big opportunity for local Iowa vendors and for vendors right here in the Midwest. Now, you know, one of the things that people talk about is they say, well, you know, it's maybe easier to get something from overseas, or it's going to be cheaper, or but it all really does boil down to a couple of things, I would suspect. And I don't know what your survey said, but availability is one thing. And the other thing is knowing who you're doing business with. Wouldn't that be important?
Right. And actually, there are so many win-wins that come with knowing your vendor who's just up the street. You often get so much better service. And if you need something in an instant or in a bind, you have that existing relationship and they can come to help you. And I think there's the misconception that a local company is more expensive out there, and that's really often not the case. And the campaign also is very much about, you know, not spending money foolishly. We would never want you to make a poor business decision. But when you are looking at, you know, accounting, banking, insurance, even legal services, those are some of the areas where we have significant, what they call in the economic world, leakage.
Really?
And we absolutely have that type of expertise here. So it's a little more about not going with your default opportunity or what is easy, but giving that local person a second chance or maybe just looking to see what is here locally, because we do have so many great, even new, like you were just alluding to at the beginning of the segment, new businesses that have moved to the region, have started up in the region, and to leverage those folks and help them grow and prosper here as well.
We're visiting with Meg Schneider. She's the Senior Vice President of Regional Business Development for the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Meg, when we talk about doing business locally, even in professional services, and I guess I'm surprised to hear that we're getting significant leakage in professional services, and that would be accounting, CPA work, legal work. But I will tell you that one of the things that some people do push back with on that is they say, well, I'm not sure I want folks in my own hometown to know what I'm doing.
Well, then I suppose that's at your discretion. And perhaps there are other areas where you can look at shifting more of your spending to local vendors. But, you know, the what is significant, I think, actually, are the numbers.
Yes.
So this campaign, Look Local First, is very much based on economic research. We did engage an economist from Iowa State to just give us the lay of the land and to see what is the issue, really. And so we just looked at the Greater Des Moines region. And again, business to business dollars, not consumer. We lose $13.4 billion with a B each year in business-to-business transactions with companies that aren't made.
13, yeah. whoa, back up here a little bit. We got to do that again. $13.4
billion? Billion, wow. Yep. Each year in transactions with companies that aren't located here. And now, again, going back to the, we're not asking you to spend your money foolishly. It's really just about taking a step back, seeing where those dollars are going and seeing if there is an opportunity to use some of our local expertise that we do have here. And in, so now if everyone did that, shifting just 5% back, so it's not, you know, it's not burdensome, it's not moving everything that you buy to be somewhere in the state of Iowa, that would mean $672 million that's moved back into the economy. And as that ripples through, it would be a billion-dollar impact.
And that's huge. A billion-dollar impact by just switching 5% of your B2B vendor sources back to folks that you know locally.
Right.
That's a lot
it's
of money
you're already spending. It's money you're already spending. So just where you spend it matters.
I think you said something earlier that was very interesting, and I think that is a common misconception that if you're buying something locally, that it's going to cost you more. And besides, everybody knows that to be an expert on anything, you have to travel for more than 50 miles away and carry a briefcase, right? That's the old line anyway. So what did your researcher, did they get into that? Did they say, hey, look, prices are pretty much stable all across the spectrum?
You know, we didn't, the research didn't get into the pricing side of things. Mm-hmm. It just kind of does the net amount at the end of the day. So where we were able to gain some information was around those industries specifically, a few of which I already mentioned. And that it's funny that you mentioned that the experts, you know, aren't within a 50-mile radius, and that's such a such an area where we can improve. You don't have to have, you know, your attorney in Chicago and your marketing firm in New York. We have amazing talent in our own backyard that you can leverage. So
absolutely,
those are some key areas that would be terribly impactful.
And as you're, if it is about dollars, and I can tell you this from experience, because I'm in that space. Oftentimes, when you start to take a look, this talent here in the greater Des Moines metro is unsurpassed anywhere. And I would put designers that I know, graphic designers, individuals, idea people in the marketing space up against anybody in New York or Los Angeles, because not only that, but we also oftentimes actually understand the products and services that we're working with.
Isn't the learning curve.
imagine that. We actually know what we're talking about. But besides that, if this is about dollars, individual businesses, if they're looking for professional services, can often get better results with local people and save money at the same time.
Right, for sure. So it's a win-win then as well.
Absolutely.
You know, when we're keeping those dollars locally, I know I just mentioned that 5% being a billion-dollar impact. That also equates to perhaps around 6,500 jobs when it's all said and done.
Wow.
So that's significant as well. So as a business takes on an additional contract, for an example, you know, they then have to ramp up employment and to meet those types of demands. And as you have more folks working, then they have paychecks coming in, and then they could then turn around and spend their money on the consumer side, and it keeps moving on throughout. And then as we're all paying taxes on both sides of that equation, you know, our infrastructure then has a means to for financial support, our schools, all of those great things
absolutely
that we so enjoy here in the greater Des Moines region.
Well, one of the things, and I'm going to, we're going to come back to this whole look local first and opportunities to buy locally, but this is National Small Business Week. And with the Greater Des Moines Partnership, I think even though this is the fourth largest chamber organization in the United States, I think many people would be perhaps surprised that the majority of members that you have with the Greater Des Moines Partnership, amassed through the many chambers that are in Central Iowa, are often small businesses.
Absolutely. And just a ballpark figure, so you know, don't hold me to it, but of the 5,700 member companies that are connected to Greater Des Moines Partnership, again, through this amazing affiliate chamber network we have, I think it would be a safe bet that 90% of them, perhaps even higher, are small business. And that, and our definition is a little different than the federal government. The United States Small Business Administration looks at a small business as having 500 or fewer employees. And from my vantage point, 500 employees is a pretty
size,
large business. Yeah. So I really look at that as having, from our definition, having 100 or fewer employees is how we would define small business. It's just a different set of, a different scale, I should say, of issues and that sort of thing at that point. So.
And each one of these businesses, and I'm going to do your commercial for you here for just a second, because why not? We've got the time. When people join their local chamber, whether it's in Polk City or in Windsor Heights or West Des Moines or Urbandale, my friends in Urbandale, you're also a member of the partnership. And, and there are all kinds of services for those local businesses that come from the partnership, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. And I always like to say that, you know, you used Urbandale and Polk City as an example. Think of that, if you're a member there, as your home base, and they have a lot of really great programs and events. And then we kind of bring that additional layer of programming and connectivity throughout the region. So, you know, we're very much talking about how your dollar moves throughout the economy. This is just another example where we all probably live in one community. We maybe work in another community. Maybe our kids go to school or daycare in this area, you know, and where we seek out entertainment or recreation is in a different area. So really, as a region, we all rise and fall together. So we may as well take advantage of that regional economy and make sure our wheels are going in the same direction and work together.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you stop back and when you step back a little bit and you, if you're long in the tooth like I am and been around here since 1979 and you remember what this looked like back then in the early 80s versus what it looks like in 2016, that is all a result of this rising tide does lift all boats. And because of that, we have the amenities, we have the things that we have that makes our quality of life here in the greater Des Moines metro so positive, I think, for so many people. So, it really is all about that.
I was just going to say, and it's so true to keep going back and supporting all those things that we do have so that we make
absolutely
sure that they stay.
Meg Schneider is a Senior Vice President of Regional Business Development. And once again, we've been talking about this is not only National Small Business Week, but this is an opportunity for you and your business, whatever that business happens to be able to take a look and see whether or not you can just peel off 5% of what you're doing in B2B, your vendors and those types of things, and then bring it back home here to the greater Des Moines metro, and look what happens, $1 billion in economic activity fostered upon our area. 6,500 jobs, really?
Really?
Wow.
Could be. Yeah.
That's amazing. Of course, the next question is, with given the labor market around here, where in the heck are you going to find 6,500 people, right? Yeah, I have told people, Meg, over the past couple of weeks, I was at a leadership meeting for chamber presidents at the partnership several months ago, and I never forget. I mean, 10,000 open jobs here in the greater Des Moines metro and surrounding area. That's a huge number, isn't it?
It is, and that's certainly not my area of expertise at the partnership, so I don't want to, I don't want to mislead anyone. But it is, but we also have been very fortunate in that we've seen a population increase over the last couple of years, and we're still trending that way. And we, as an organization, are fairly aggressive in recruiting folks to come and work and live in greater Des Moines and enjoy that quality of life that we all get to enjoy every day.
You are aggressive. I will give you guys that. That's for sure. Good on you.
Thanks.
All right.
And I think once folks see, you know, if they're not familiar with Iowa, once they see what we have to offer here, it's an easy sell.
It is an easy sell. But we know that. All we have to do is convince other folks. Yeah, I get it. Thanks, Meg.
Thanks, Michael.
All right. Good stuff, ladies and gentlemen. That was Meg Schneider, the Senior Vice President of Regional Business Development for the Greater Des Moines Partnership. For Nicole Lewis, who was with us earlier, also Angela Tenclay. We were talking about the LinkedIn social that's going on right now. You got to get down there. It's on Ingersoll, 2800 block. I'm on my way there right now. I got to go. Have yourself a wonderful weekend, or day, rather. It was all weekend? We just were so busy today. For Tyler Hackenmiller that's on the controls, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. We'll be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5:05. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good night.